Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and he's joining us here on Labor Day 2015 to talk to us about, in this segment, we're going to talk about all politics. Rich, when somebody asked me last week, why did I think that Trump was doing so well in the GOP side, when he seems to be short on specifics? And I said, because America, the average American, especially this far in advance of the election, is short on specific interest. And what they do like, the same reason they're always wants their football team to win. I think Americans are sick and tired of feeling like there's something wrong with being an American, that we something we should be ashamed of. We're tired of feeling like every time we turn around, we're losing something. We're giving something away for nothing. People have our stuff and won't give it back. And I think that's what people are responding to with Trump. What do you think?
I agree with you. I'm not sure I agree with those people, but I agree with you that that's a significant part of his appeal to people. But keep in mind that, you know, he's got about 23-24% of registered voters will self-identify as Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 100%. He's getting 22-23% of the vote of those voters.
Right.
So 23% times 23% is about 5%. He's getting about 5% of the total mm-hmm. available vote. Now, having said that, the CBS released a poll last night that shows him beating Hillary Clinton by 3 or 4 percentage points.
Right. That's a different kind of poll, isn't it? Altogether different.
And this is CBS, which is not known to be a mouthpiece for the Republican Party.
Right.
Whatever it's doing, he's doing it well. And you made the case for the football. You know, you made the comparison to your local football team, your favorite football team. One of the things that happens in the NFL when somebody wins the Super Bowl with a specific offense, the West Coast offense,
right,
the running offense, whatever it is, within 2 years, every other team has adopted that same offense, and we'll mm-hmm. see. Over, we still have a long way to go. We got to go. Speaking of football, we got to go. The New Hampshire primary isn't mm-hmm. until 2 days after the Super Bowl,
right?
And we haven't started the NFL season yet. So we got a long way to go, but it'll be interesting to watch how these other campaigns on both sides of the aisle try to adopt the West Coast offense, or whatever we want to call
right.
it, Trump's approach, and see what happens. But he's got a real talent for. I mean, he's got a talent for self-promotion.
Well,
using as a pejorative.
There's nobody in our lifetime who's the promoter, the successful promoter that he is. But the thing that I said was the question is, I see Walker getting Kasich's voters, or vice versa.
Right.
I see Carson getting Jeb's voters, maybe, or vice versa. But pick two others. But the question is, can Trump get their votes?
That is the question. We call it crossover voting. Where are the voters going to go if Trump isn't there? Where will Bush's voters go?
Let's quickly move over to get the Dems in here. Hillary, the hits keep on coming, don't they, for her? I mean that, folks, the negative hits. I'm talking about the negative hits.
Yeah, when this whole thing really kind of sprung into full bloom last spring and early summer.
We're talking about the federal investigation, folks, into her behavior as Secretary of State.
Here in Washington, we do this for a living, so so we don't hate each other, Republicans, Democrats. We're political opponents, but we're not enemies. And one of my friends is a guy named Lanny Davis, who is famously,
most of us know him,
slavishly devoted to the Clintons, and God bless him for that. I wish if I needed good lawyering, I'd call him.
Right.
But I told him that they were going about this wrong, that they were treating it like a legal case. And if they could get the legal end of it straightened out, that the rest of it would go away. And I said, I think you're wrong. This is a political problem, and
right.
You guys are just making it worse.
The legal part, the legal steps keep getting worse. The most recent thing you reminded me about in the break about the employee who's been called before Congress, and he's pleading the fifth.
Yeah, and
that's not a good sign, is it?
No, it's a very
that's
bad
not good
sign
for her.
Because as we like to say, the optics of it are just dreadful.
Yeah.
Because he was hired by the 2008 campaign to do the information technology
right.
stuff, then moved over to the State Department with
right.
Clinton, and the Clintons also paid him privately, which I'm not sure.
Rich, I've only got a couple. I've only got a half a minute. Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you see Hillary avoiding this and becoming the nominee?
No, I don't see her becoming the nominee. I'm not sure it'll be Sanders either, but I don't think.
Tell me about Sanders, though. What do you think?
Well, you know, he's like Trump. He's just on the rise. He's got a
he's authentic. People like him for the same reason. Democrats like him for the same reason they like Trump. Right? He's authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he just says what he thinks.
He's the real guy. What about Uncle Joe?
Well, you know, I think that's still 50-50. I don't know. I don't know people around him nearly as well as I do.
Yeah.
Around the president about Clinton, but I think everybody here seems to think that he's looking for a reason not to do it, and unless he finds a good reason not to,
I don't know why he would want to, but
he's never done anything else.
Interesting. Is this going to be as interesting an election as we've had in a long time?
It sure is.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
Mullings.com, folks. Check out his cyber column, Mullings.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.